Well, I think, we have a foundation that we can build on. I think the guys understand some of the language, some of the principles that we believe in here and that we're teaching from that standpoint. But I don't like our guys comfortable, so I like pushing them and demanding and making them uncomfortable, and understand this is the time of year where you have to fight for everything. And so that's how we're really approaching it, making it competitive wherever we can. I think the part where they've come back and they understand the language and the principles and the way we do things, I think that part has been more comfortable.
Does that mean that you've thrown in some new wrinkles, some new things for them to learn?
Yeah, there are a couple things that you adjust as you reflect on the previous season and look at how you might be able to do things a little bit better. And there are some things that we'll do the same. There's some things that we'll adjust and tweak a little. But that's this time of year, you basically look at all those things and get it on tape.
Is safety one of those most competitive positions out there where you really need to see different things?
We have both guys returning that played last year to start it for us. We just happened to have, we added a guy. We got a guy that was on the practice squad that's in the mix, and then we have a guy that's been mostly a special teams player that's in the mix, and they're all working hard. And so it is a competitive group. Guys are working hard, trying to be great communicators and leverage the ball, attack the ball, and be good tacklers and all those things. So we're practicing real football, even though we're in shorts and can't hit right now.
Is it the most sort of we really got to see what we have out there, position that you have right now?
I look at it the same way across the board, really. We go in and coach them hard and demand certain things, and then let them compete and let it sort itself out. Like I said, last year's last year. We did some good things last year. We want to build on that. We did some things that weren't as good that we've emphasized that we'll be better at this year going forward. And, right now it's the time to compete. It's that, right around now when it starts to get warm, it's time to go to camp. We'll get a little bit of a break here, but we'll go to camp soon. And then the guys really compete. And you're talking about grown men trying to feed their families. So it's a very competitive situation.
If a guy's been in the league for a long time and he's been a corner, to safety, or is that
are we talking about a particular guy?
Yeah, I think he played for San Diego.
Yeah,
so is that a big adjustment? A little adjustment? Is it?
Oh, it's a big adjustment. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you just look at it, we're completely different in terms of how we implement our system, what we ask our guys to do, the language is different. And then he's, rather than looking across from a guy, he's looking, really scanning on top of the whole defense, more of a quarterback of the defense at safety, and needs to be the main communicator. So there's a lot more to learn, and it's not an easy transition. But when a guy comes in who's a good football player, has been a long time, has been a physical player, is intelligent and has great work ethic, then you put that in there and you work him, and then he'll come. And so he's making progress right now.
From what you say, sometimes the layperson has the impression that corners are the way tougher position than safety. The way you described it, that's not necessary.
Well, I would say, all the positions are tough. I think corner is the most isolated. You're playing that guy, and if you lose, the whole world knows it. One of those kind of positions. I think safety can be that at times, but I think you're on an island more often as a corner. That's where it's more difficult. But in terms of the mental, the volume, the number of calls and checks and things that you have to be in charge of, safety has more on your plate.
Champ was saying yesterday that the thing he's noticed about David Bruton is kind of the mental side of that. How have you seen him progress in that from last year to now in this competition?
Well, I think David benefits from us coming back. He's a cerebral guy. He's much more comfortable taking charge and being strong with the calls and making that communication back there real smooth for us. So I think when you add that, when you look at a guy, he's got all the measurables. He's got great size, got great speed. He's been a really terrific special teams player. And, he's just playing good football right now. And so, again, we allow our guys to compete. This is the time of year where you have an opportunity to move up or down based on, your merits. And he's moved into consideration to get time in there with the first group.
You've barely gotten to coach Quentin Carter at all. I mean, maybe one practice last year. What are you hoping to maybe see from him at some point? He started a lot.
The biggest thing I'm looking for is healthy Quentin. You know, I know he had some nice moments as a rookie. And last year they end up having to shut him down and get the knee repaired, and he's been busy rehabbing. So we're looking forward to getting him healthy, get him on the field, and let him get in the mix and let him compete.
Now they're just running around. You're probably just right. Watching him running laps around.
Eventually he'll get, he'll be released to play football. Right now he's working on the rehab real hard.
Coach, with a day and a half left where everyone disappears for a few weeks, how happy are you with how the veteran bridge has come along up till now and they kind of positioned to really hit the ground running, I guess, come training camp?
Them specifically?
Dominique or Sean Phillips, or whether it's Quentin Jammer you touched on earlier, just the new
guys. Yeah, I mean, Quentin has been here the shortest amount of time, right. So he's had to play catch-up a little bit. Dominique and Sean have been here and been with us and been in meetings, so they've been through the install twice now, and I think they have a better grasp of what we're doing, what they need to get done. Those guys, come in, add to competition. Hopefully we can, get some players that are going to help us contribute in the fall, help us win games. So I think it's been good. It's been a hardworking group, and we've had a good, productive spring. Want to close it up with another good practice this afternoon again tomorrow, and then we'll get a little break.
How well has Sean adjusted to his new role in the 4-3?
He's done well. He's learned a couple different positions. He's ready to play outside linebacker or defensive end. He's a smart guy, and he's working hard, and he's done a good job.
Thank you.